约翰十七章是圣经中最伟大也最被人珍惜的一章。
John 17 is one of the greatest and most cherished chapters.
有人称约翰十七章是神圣的四经的至圣手。
Someone said that John 17 is the holy of the holies of a sacred scripture.
这句英文化在你们节目单上面。
That is printed on your program.
因为这是耶稣向天父公开的祷告。
This is the open prayer that Jesus made to the Father.
耶稣打开他心内的密室。
So Jesus opened the deep part of his secret heart.
更难得的。
The more important.
三位一体里面的第二位向第一位的谈话。
It's the conversation between the second of the triunity to the first.
他们两位还居然让我们这个凡人呢、啊、可以在旁收听。
They even allowed us, just mere people, be able to listen to their conversation.
教会里面的改教英雄马丁路德。
Martin Luther, the church reformer.
他一个很好的朋友跟多年的同工。
He has a very good friend and co-worker for many years.
名字也在节目单上面。
His name is also printed on the program.
那 Philip 是这个马丁路德的好朋友跟同工。
So this Philip is a good friend and co-worker of Martin Luther.
他这么说。
He said that
没有任何曾被听过的声音。
There is no voice which has ever been heard.
不管是在天上或是在地上。
Either in heaven or in earth.
会比神儿子他自己所呈现的祷告来得更珍贵、更圣洁、更有果子和更壮观。
More exalted, more holy, more fruitful, more sublime than the prayer offered up by the Son of God himself.
苏格兰改教的伟人。
So there is a Scotland, another greatest reformer.
约翰纳克斯，名字也在你们节目单上面。
He's also printed on your program.
他一生面对许多的危险困难。
He has faced many trials, dangers in his life.
他带领苏格兰脱离天主教的逼迫。
So he led the Scotland escaped the persecution of Catholicism.
然后奠定苏格兰这个国家纯正信仰的基础。
So he helped them establish a foundation for their faith.
在他晚年生病去世之前。
While he was on his deathbed.
他要人每天跟他读约翰十七章二十六节的祷告文。
He would read John 17, the prayer every day.
他要每人读给他听。
He wants people to read to him every day.
他说这一章的圣经节。
He said this part of the scripture.
继续成为他一个最大的安慰跟鼓励。
Continue to be his encouragement and comfort.
我们常常讲马太福音里面的一段经文。
Oftentimes we think there is a scripture in Matthew.
那段经文我们常常说是主导文。
We call it the Lord Prayer.
其实那个不是主导文。
Actually, that's not Lord Prayer.
其实那个应该被称为门徒的祷告文。
So it should be the disciples' prayer.
因为耶稣在那边教导门徒如何祷告。
Because Jesus is teaching his disciples how to pray.
约翰十七章才是主导文。
John 17 should be the Lord's Prayer.
主耶稣自己本人在祷告。
It's our Lord Jesus himself is praying.
这是个大祭司的祷告。
So this is high priestly prayer.
因为他为他的门徒祷告。
Because he prayed for his disciples.
他也为你和我教会祷告。
He prayed for you and me and the church.
今天你我有机会开始学习这个至圣所的祷告文。
So today we have the chance to learn the prayer of the Holy of the Holies.
这是非常荣幸的一件事。
It's a very privileged thing.
约翰十七章很自然可以分成三个大段。
John 17 can be easily divided into three sections.
第一大段。
The first.
第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
耶稣为自己祷告。
Jesus prayed for himself.
具体地说, 他为他得荣耀祷告。
So he is praying for his own glorification.
第二大段,
the second section.
第六节到19节,
from verse 6 to 19.
耶稣为门徒们或者11个使徒祷告。
So Jesus is praying for his disciples or the 11 apostles.
求神保守他们。
May God bless them.
使他们因真理成圣。
So they can be sanctified in truth.
第三大段,
the third section.
20节到26节,
from verse 20 to 26.
耶稣为教会或以后所有的信徒们祷告。
So Jesus is praying for the church and the future disciples.
让他们能够合而为一。
So that they may be united.
今天我们看第一大段,
today we're going to look at the first section.
以后的主日里面我们看第二段段第三段。
In the coming Sundays we'll look at the second and the third one.
第一段的主题是得荣耀。
The first one is glorification.
我有三点。
There's 3 points.
第一点,
the first,
耶稣为他在十字架上得荣耀祷告。
Jesus praying for him glorified in the cross.
第二大点,
the second,
耶稣为他在天上得荣耀祷告。
So he's praying for the glorification in the heavens.
第三点,
the third,
耶稣为他在教会里面得荣耀祷告。
So he's praying for the glorification in the church.
我们开始看第一大点。
Now look at the first point.
在十字架上得荣耀。
Glorification in the cross.
这是第一节和第四节。
This is verse 1 and verse 4.
第一节, 耶稣说了这话, 就举目望天说,
this thing Jesus spoke, and lifting up his eyes,
举目望天,
lifting up,
这是耶稣常常表现的姿态。
This is one of the posture often you see Jesus was making.
那我们看马可福音6章41节。
I go to Mark 6,
41节,
41, Mark 6, 41.
耶稣拿着这五个饼、两条鱼、望着天、祝福、拨开饼、递给门徒、摆在众人面前，也把那两条鱼分给众人。再看7章34节。
Chapter 7, verse 34.
7章34节。
7, 34.
万天叹息。 对他说：“以法大，就是说开了吧。”再看诗篇123篇第一节。123篇第一节。这里说：“坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目。” 所以向天举目是耶稣常有的表现。
So looking up toward heaven is an often demonstration by Jesus.
然后17章第一节后面继续说 父啊, Father.
And he continues on verse 1, he says Father.
这个称呼很特别。
This is a special calling.
今天我们不觉得特别。
We think so.
当时犹太人觉得很特别。
The Jews also think it was very special.
但是犹太人提到神的时候，常常是用多数的代名词。
In those days, the Jews, whenever they mentioned God, they used a plural form of the pronoun.
但耶稣却说父啊，或者是我的父。
But Jesus says, Father, my Father.
那这个感受上是有不同的。
So this can give a different feeling.
想一想看。
Just to think.
当你说我们的长官和我的长官，你感受会不一样。
So if you say our boss or my boss, you feel different.
或者你说我的老师和我们的老师，感受会不一样。
Or you say my teacher or our teacher.
当你说我们的时候，稍微有点疏远的感觉。
So if you say our teacher, maybe a little bit distant.
当你说我的，
if you say mine,
是这种亲切私人的关系。
It's more intimate, more personal.
当时犹太人对神就有这种疏远的感觉。
So in those days, the Jews feeling the distance from God.
他们以为神要跟人讲话，或者人要跟神讲话，一定要经过一个第三者，天使。
So in their thinking, if they want to speak with God, or God wants to speak with them, they have through the third person, that's the angel.
不能直接讲的。
They cannot directly go to God.
但耶稣祷告的时候，却直接对天父说。
But Jesus said, Father.
这种与神私人跟亲密的关系啊。
The personal relationship with God.
对当时犹太人是非常陌生的。
It's very strange for those Jews in those days.
可是今天。
But today.
你我相信耶稣的人。
For those of us, we believe in Jesus.
我们这对等于同样的可以有那私人那个亲密的关系。
We can have the same personal relationship with God.
然后耶稣继续说时候到了。
Jesus continued to say the time is coming.
这是指什么？
What does this mean?
这个指在地上的工作快要完成了。
That he's going to complete the work on the earth.
这也就是第四节所讲的。
It's saying in verse 4,
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。耶稣在地上完成了什么事？
What did Jesus accomplish on earth?
这是天父所托付给他的。
It was given to him by God.
他完成了他的教导。
So he completed his teaching.
他完成了做救那个行神迹的工作。
He completed the performing miracles.
但是更要紧的
But more important,
包括他在十字架上的工作
including the work he did on the cross.
他死在十字架
He died on the cross.
他被埋葬
He was buried.
然后他复活
And he resurrected.
耶稣在等候这个时间
So Jesus is waiting for this time.
他也是为这个时候而来
He came for this time.
因为他快要将自己献上
He's about to offer himself.
为了人的罪
For sins of people.
他做了一个唯一的跟完全的赎罪祭啊，
So he has completed the only and complete redemption.
叫做 atonement.
Atonement.
圣经屡次提到说，这个时候带来以后的好结果。
So the Bible tells you after this, there's good consequences.
我们看一下哥林多后书五章二十一节。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章二十一节
,verse 21.
五章二十一节说神使那无罪的替我们成为罪好叫我们在他里面成为神的义这是这个时候以后带来的好结果
This is the good result of this time that brings.
再看哥罗西后书，哥罗西书二章十四节。
Let's go to Colossians 2:14.
二章十四节。
2:14.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有害于我们的字句，把它撒去。钉在十字架上把它涂抹掉了
so they canceled out.
所以撒旦不能再攻击我们
so Satan can no longer be against us.
再看一个熟悉的圣经节以赛亚书53章第五节
Now let's go to the familiar one Isaiah 53
以赛亚书53章第五节
Isaiah 53:5
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。死后来了以后，我们得平安，蒙得医治。
So when the time comes, we will have peace and we will be healed.
耶稣祷告说，他在十字架上能够得荣耀。
So Jesus prayed that he may be glorified in the cross.
在十字架上，耶稣的确让神得荣耀。
So indeed, Jesus glorified God in the cross.
因为十字架上是启示了神他自己的性格跟他做事的目的。
So on the cross, he revealed God's attributes and his personality.
十字架是我们常常喜欢谈的一个题目哈。
Cross is often a topic that we sing.
有人也喜欢唱十字架的诗歌。
Many people like to sing hymns regarding.
传道人也喜欢只传耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Many preachers like to preach about Jesus and His cross.
这个题目也常常成为一个特别聚会、冬令会的题目。
So oftentimes it's a theme of a retreat.
那我们究竟可以从十字架上学到什么
？What can we learn from the cross?
节目单上说你们学到三点。
With the program said you can learn three things.
第一个。
The first.
神圣洁的爱。
The love of the holiness of the God's love.
他恨罪。
He hates.
他极其的憎恨。
The hate most of the sin.
他不肯为罪妥协。
He will never compromise.
他也不会为罪妥协。
He won't compromise.
我们人会。
We would,
但神不会
but God would not,
因为他圣洁
because he's holy.
第二个呢
the second,
神公义的爱
his love of justice.
罪一定要被判决
that's why there will be judgment.
神的判决是甚至讲他的愤怒呢倾倒在这个担当罪人罪的后果的他的儿子
So he poured his wrath on his son who took all the of the man.
罪的后果是很可怕的。
We know that the price, the weight of sin is great.
但神一点都不怜惜。
But God never had any worries.
第三。
The third.
他爱我们。
His love for us.
他为了救我们。
He was going to save us.
他付出极大的代价。
So he has paid the greatest price.
就是他儿子的命。
That's the life of his son.
如果耶稣没有上十字架。
If Jesus didn't go onto the cross,
那证明一件事情
that will prove one thing.
证明说神对我们的爱的程度啊，是有些事情他不愿意我们做的。
That will tell the degree of God's love to the point that certain things he's not willing to do.
他有些是他保留的。
He's going to reserve something.
但是实际上看到神对我们的爱是没有界限。
So on the cross, we truly see.God's love is unlimited.
如果没有十字架
if there's no cross,
我们没有办法知道神原来是这样的神
we cannot know he's such a God.
有一个传道人这么说
there's another preacher said this.
十字架是唯一之路我们能够看到神对我们无限深度的爱
The cross was the only way we could see the infinite depths of God's love for us.
神要借着耶稣基督要借着十字架展示神究竟是谁。
So Jesus is going to show us who is God on the cross.
这样的展示荣耀的神。
This way he glorified God.
而十字架比任何东西啊更能够清楚的彰显神究竟是谁。
There's nothing can better tell us who is God except in the cross.
当我们越思想十字架的悲惨
the more we think about how sad it is on the cross,
我们会越了解神以及神在十字架走着的荣耀
then we can understand more the glorification of God from the cross.
耶稣的第一个祷告为他在十字架上得荣耀祷告
So the first prayer is for his glorification in the cross.
第二个祷告
the second one,
为他在天上得荣耀祷告
for his glorification in heaven.
这是第五节
That's verse 5.
我们回到约翰福音十七章第五节
Let's go back to John 17 verse 5.
父啊现在求你使我同你享荣耀就是未有世界以前我同你所有的荣耀对这个耶稣原来有的荣耀我们知道的很有限
We know not much about the glorification of Christ.
他原来有的。
Whatever he had before.
我们只知道一点点。
We just know a little.
我们知道他是从无生有。
We know that he came from nothing.
他说有就有。
He says there is.
他创造，他这样创造了宇宙。
This is how the universe was created.
而这个宇宙大到一个地步啊。
So the universe is so huge.
你要花几万的光年
you may have to use thousands and thousands of light years.
可能还不够，需要花几百万、几亿以上的光年。
May not be enough. You may need millions or even tens of millions.
才能够拜访宇宙当中的每一个星座。
That you can visit every single in the universe.
宇宙就这么大。
This is such a huge universe.
但它所创造的一些细胞又那么小。
But the single cell that was created so small.
你常常要那个显微镜几千倍、几万倍才能够看到。
You have to use a great magnifier to magnify glasses.
我们知道这位神耶稣基督，他享受三位一体里面和两位之间的交通。
So we can see the God and Jesus, they enjoy the communication of the triune God.
他们三位之间是非常的和谐，团契是那么样的亲密。
They have great intimate fellowship and they are always in harmony.
他们同进同出做一切的事情。
So they do all things together in and out.
约翰福音第一章第一节、第二节告诉我们。
So John 1, first and second verses.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，告诉我们是这么样的和谐。
They tell us how in harmony this is.
我们还知道一点。
We know another thing.
耶稣本来是坐在天父的右边。
Jesus used to be on the right hand of the Heavenly Father.
具有那个很尊贵跟荣耀的位置。
So he has the most respectable and glorified position.
我们看两处的圣经节。
Let's look two passages.
马可福音16章19节。
Mark 16:19.
16章19节。
Mark 16:19.
主耶稣和他们说完的话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。再看以弗所书一章二十节到二十一节。
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1:20-21.
以弗所书一章二十到二十一节。
Ephesians 1:20-21.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。我们对神的原来荣耀只知道这一点点。
We only know a little about God's glory.
他本来有的。
What he had before.
但是当耶稣诞生在世界上的时候，
But when Jesus was born on the earth,
我们却知道在他三年的工作里面，
through the works of the 3 years,
他是完全的顺服天父的旨意。
So he was completely submissive to the will of Heavenly Father.
没有一件事情他不顺服。
There's nothing he did not submit himself.
所以他现在准备好了。
Now he's ready.
他要再次的回到天父的右边。
He's going to return to the right hand side of heaven.
再次享受没有世界以前的荣耀。
Continue to enjoy the glory that's before the earth.
所以保罗这么讲。
So Paul says this.
那我们看腓立比书二章。
Let's go to Philippians chapter 2.
第九节到十一节。
9-11.
腓立比书第二章九到十一节。
Philippians 2:9-11.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这个荣耀是耶稣应当得的。
This is the glorification that Jesus deserves.
就是因为这个荣耀。
Because of this glorification.
让耶稣能够看穿十字架的痛苦。
That made Jesus able to see through the pain of the cross.
以及羞耻。
And the shame.
以及死亡。
And death.
所以希伯来书里面有一句话。
That's why in the Hebrews there's the same.
十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews 12:2.
仰望为我们信心创始始终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。这句话我需要提醒大家。
I want to remind you.
耶稣坐在神宝座的右边。
Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of the throne of God.
不是因为他在世界上的表现好啊。
Not because he has good examples here.
天父要论功行赏。
That God wants to give him the reward.
临时让他决定让他坐在天父的右边呢。
So just decide to have him sit on the right-hand side.
这个是他本来原有的位置。
This is the position he had before.
他现在完成了神所托付他的工作。
Now he has completed the job that was given to him by God.
他回到他原来有的荣耀。
So he returned to his original glory.
今天我们离开这个十字架已经有超过2000年的时间。
So today it's been 2,000 years.After the cross.
但是我们不要忘记一件事情。
But let's not forget one thing.
耶稣借着他十字架救赎的工作，现在在天上得荣耀。
So Jesus now enjoyed glory in heaven through the work he did on the cross.
这表示什么？
What does that mean?
这表示我们要记着。
That we need to remember.
耶稣不再是马槽里那位婴孩。
So Jesus is no longer the infant in the manger.
那么样的可爱。
Is that just a beautiful baby?
我们要记着。
We need to remember.
耶稣也不是在十字架上那个代罪的羔羊。
He's no longer the lamb that was on the cross.
那么的无辜，那么的可怜。
That innocent, that pity.
我们要记着。
We need to remember.
耶稣也不再是坟墓里的那位救主。
He's no longer the savior in the tomb.
那么的孤单，那么样的单，那个可怜。
He's so lonely.
我们要记着。
We need to remember.
耶稣也不再只是已经复活的那位君王。
He's no longer the king that resurrected.
我们需要记着。
We need to remember.
耶稣是在现在在天上那位得荣耀的圣子。
So he is.The glorified Holy Son.
我们看一次圣经节。
Let's look at one passage.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
十一节到十四节。
11 to 14.
启示录第五章十一到十四。
Revelation 5, 11 to 14.
我也有看见，且听见，宝座与活物，并长老的周围。有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。我又听见在地上、天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说，但愿颂赞尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座和羔羊，直到永永远远。是佛物就说阿们，众长老也俯伏敬拜。这是耶稣在天上得荣耀的形容。
This is the description of the glory of Jesus in heaven.
耶稣自己祷告说要在天上得荣耀。
Jesus he prayed for a glorification in heaven.
这个祷告神被神应允了。
And that promise, that prayer was listened and fulfilled by God.
但是这位荣耀的圣子对你和我讲了一句话。
But this glorified Holy Son told you and I one thing.
他讲了三次。
He spoke it three times.
很要紧一句话。
A very important.
那我们看启示录最后一章。
The last chapter of Revelation.
启示录最后一章。
The last chapter of Revelation.
二十二章第七节。
22 verse 7.
启示录二十二章第七节。
Revelation 22:7。
看哪、啊，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。再看十二节到十三节。
Let's read 12:13。
看哪、啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加，我是首先的，我是幕后的，我是始，我是终。再看二十节
，verse 20，
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。耶稣讲了三次，我必快来。
Three times he said, "I'm coming quickly."
我想很好，说我们问问自己哈。
So sometimes we ask ourselves,
你是不是愿意耶稣快来？
Are you willing to have Jesus come quickly?
还是你仍然舍不得这个世界上的荣华富贵？
Are you still that do not want to leave this world?
或世界上的名利地位？
Offer your position,
或者世界上的娱乐享受？
Or all the enjoyment and recreation?
你准备好了没有？
Are you prepared?
你有把握当他来的时候？
Are you sure when he comes?
他会说我认识你。
He will say, I know you.
他会说你是属于我的。
He will say, you are mine.
你有没有这样的把握？
Do you have such confidence?
我不是说 90% 的把握。
I'm not saying 90% confidence.
我不是说 95% 的把握。
I'm not saying 95%.
我也不是 99% 的把握。
I'm not talking about 99%.
我乃是说你有没有100%的把握。
I'm asking if you are 100% confident.
当耶稣来的时候，
When Jesus comes,
你说耶稣会说我认识你。
Jesus will say, I know you.
你能不能说？
Can you say that?
阿们主啊，我愿你快来。
Say, Lord, I wish to come quickly. Amen.
如果你有任何的不肯定，
If you're not sure,
如果你没有百分之百的把握，
If you're not 100% confident,
我要求你今天做一件事情。
So I ask you to do one thing today.
回到家里以后，
When you get home,
你跪下来，
kneel down,
告诉耶稣啊，
Tell Jesus,
耶稣， 我相信你是神的儿子。
Jesus, I believe you are Son of God.
我有罪，
I have sinned.
你为我死在十字架上，
You died for me on the cross.
我也很诚恳地认罪悔改。
I want to confess.And repent.
并且我相信你是神。
I believe you are God.
我要一辈子的跟随你。
I want to follow you all my life.
我要你一辈子管理你的一生。
I want you control me all my life.
我巴不得我每个人都有这样百分之百的把握。
I can't help but wish all to have such 100% confidence.
我们看第三个大点。
The third point.
耶稣的祷告在教会里面得荣耀。
So glorification in the church.
这是第二节到第三节。
That's verse 2 and 3.
第二节说，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人啊。这里面有几个代名词，我们要注意一下。
There are several pronouns we need to pay attention to.
一个是你
，you.
一个是他
，it's him.
你指谁？
Who is the you?
你指天父。
You means Heavenly Father.
他呢？
How about him?
是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus.
耶稣这里说，耶稣说他，耶稣将永生赐给天父所赐给耶稣的人。
So Jesus has given eternal life to those people that God has given to him.
两个人都参与这件事情。
So they both participate in this.
这告诉我们弟兄姐妹，永生是个礼物。
So that tells us eternal life is a gift.
是神所赐的。
It's given by God.
不是你凭功德可以赚来的。
It's not what you gain by good works.
也不是你可以用其他任何人的方法可以得来。
You cannot get it by any other method.
如果永生是神的礼物。
If eternal life is God's gift.
这告诉我们说是神的主权。
That means it's God's sovereignty.
告诉我们是神的恩典。
It's God's mercy, grace.
但是耶稣马上就讲到。
But Jesus thought of it right away.
当他讲完神的恩、神的主权以后
，After he spoke of God's sovereignty,
他马上提到人的责任。
He immediately he said man's responsibility.
这是下面哈。
That's the are following.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。你看到第二节跟第三节摆在一起的时候，
Because you see, when you put the second and three together,
一方面提到神的主权，
one part is God's sovereignty,
一方面提到人的责任，
the other part is man's responsibility.
并且第三节告诉我们，
And verse 3 tells us,
认识神跟认识耶稣基督是不能割离的。
So you cannot separate knowing God and knowing Jesus Christ.
并且认识神最好的方法就是借着认识耶稣基督。
So the best way to know God is through knowing Jesus Christ.
我们看一下约翰福音一章十八节。
Let's go to John 1:18.
约翰福音一章十八节。
38, John 1:38.
John 1:18. 从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。其他中文的翻译表明这个字也可以翻成表彰、启示、彰显、注视。换句话说，认识神最好的方法是借着认识耶稣基督。
So the best way to know GodIt's through knowing Christ.
但我们要记住一件一个真理哈。
That is the truth.
我们需要这位耶稣，不是你自己想象出来的耶稣。
This Christ is not one the one you imagined.
这位耶稣不是符合你思想的耶稣。
So this Jesus is not the one that's according to your thinking.
这个耶稣也不是我挑他里面的一部分，拒绝他的一部分的耶稣。
So this Jesus, you cannot choose some of him, refuse some of the other.
这个耶稣乃是神所差来的。
So this Jesus,
你要全部的百分之百的认识跟接受他。
You have to know him and accept him 100%.
然后耶稣在这边提到说永生哈。
Here Jesus mentioned eternal life.
永生就是认识。
Eternal life is to know.
或者永生来自于认识。
So eternal life comes through knowing.
你不认识神，你就没有永生。
You will not have eternal life unless you know God.
圣经新约圣经出名的新约作者卡森博士。
So there is a famous theologian and author, Dr. Carson.
他这么说。
He said this.
永生就是认识真神。
Eternal life is knowing the true God.
永生与其说是永恒的生命，不如说是亲自认识这位永存者。
Eternal life is not so much everlasting life as the personal knowledge of the everlasting one.
亲自认识这位永存者。
Personal knowledge of this everlasting.
那这边一个关键说性的问题。
So here's a question.
什么叫做认识？
What do you mean by know?
究竟什么叫做认识？
What is know?
那么路易斯博士。
So this is Dr. Lewis.
A Boyce.
Boyce.
他是有四种认识。
The four kinds of knowing.
第一种认识。
The first kind of knowing.
你可以说只是意识到。
So it's aware.
让我举个比方。
Give you an example.
我说，哎，我知道明州有位州长。
I know Minnesota has a governor.
他是州政府的领导。
So he is a leader in the government.
每四年选一次。
They elect him every four years.
明州也有众议员、参议员。
So they also have a congressman and senator.
首都是在圣保罗。
The capital is St. Paul.
这个首都的这个建筑还是个金色的圆顶。
So the building of the capital has a golden
这种认识不详细也不深刻。
So this kind of knowledge is not deep nor specific.
许多人对神的认识就是这样。
That's the way many people knowing God.
他停留在这个阶段。
They stay in this state.
他意识到宇宙中有位神。
He is aware there's a God.In the universe.
这是他唯一的程度。
That's the only way that he knows.
第二种。
The second.
也许我们可以给他取一个名字叫做资讯 information.
Information.
让我继续用刚才的例子。
Let me use the same example.
我说我不但知道明州有位州长。
Another one, I know there's a governor in Minnesota.
他的名字叫 Polanyi.
His name is Polanyi.
他是共和党的。
He's a Republican.
我也知道他今年几岁。
I know how old he is.
哪一个大学毕业的。
Where did he graduate from?
去哪一间教会。
Which church he goes to.
州长之前他做什么工作。
What did he do before being a governor?
太太叫什么。
What's the name of his wife?
几个孩子。
How many children?
他们家的住址是几号。
So what is their address?
我说任何报道州政府的新闻记者都知道这些。
So every newspaper reporter that relates to the government knows about it.
任何电视报道员也知道这些。
Any anchor or reporter on the television knows that.
他们有这些 information.
So they have those information.
属灵的情形也这样。
The spiritual life is the same.
一个所谓神学家。
So-called
the theologian,
or who has studied the Bible.
他对神常常有这些资讯。
He has such information about God.
他可以告诉你许多有关神的事情。
He can tell you many things about God.
可是他们不见得是得救的人。
But they may not be saved.
你还记得在耶稣时候的法利赛人跟文士吗？
You remember those Pharisees and Jesus?
哦，他们对圣经蛮熟的。
They are very familiar with the Bible.
他们也常常跟耶稣辩论圣经呢。
So they often debate with Jesus about the Bible.
但是最可怜的事情。
But the most pitiful thing.
每次耶稣提到救恩的信息啊。
So every time when Jesus mentions salvation.
他们从来不以为说耶稣对他们讲的。
They never thought Jesus was speaking to them.
他们以为耶稣是对别人讲的。
They thought Jesus was talking to others.
他们认为他们已经得救了。
They thought they were saved.
这是一种资讯的材料而已。
So this is just the information.
第三种程度。
The third.
经验。
What is experience?
认识是借着经验来。
So knowing comes from experience.
这比前面两个是更好。
So this is better than the first two.
但仍然常常不够。
But still not enough.
什么问题？
What's the problem?
因为人的经验太主观了。
Because our experience is very subjective.
让我举个比方。
Let me give you an example.
如果一个丈夫啊。
There's a husband.
在一个八月大热天的晚上。
What in the hot night of August.
坐在家的后院乘凉呢。
He was trying to cool off in the backyard.
哦，看见天上的许多星星呢。
He sees all the stars.
他赶快就回到房子里。
He went back to the room.
告诉太太说。
Tells his wife.
我经验神了。
I experienced God.
你现在就不要跟我讲什么话语啊。
Don't talk to me right now.
你不要跟我讲什么圣经上的道理啊。
You don't teach me any Bible.
我已经经验了这个真实的事啊。
I have experienced the true thing.
你可能觉得这个人怎么会这样？
Why is he that way?
怎么这么主观啊？
He's so subjective.
啊，甚至还在梦想啊。
He was still dreaming.
他所谓经验跟主耶稣没有任何的关系啊。
So his experience has nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
可是如果你问这个人哦，
if you ask him,
他说我的确有跟神来往的经验啊。
He said, I do have experience communicating with God.
一个人的经验可以很深奥。
So sometimes your experience can be very deep.
甚至很感动人。
Or you can even very moving.
但不是耶稣这里所说的认识。
But that's not knowing what Jesus is saying here.
第四种。
The fourth
是认识神，真正的认识。
So the knowledge of God.
这种人认识神，他就认识自己。
So if he knows God, he knows himself.
当一个人更认识神，他就更会认识自己。
So if you know God more, you know yourself more.
当你跟神有私人的来往的时候。
So you have a personal communication with God.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
你马上会认识到自己的罪。
So you will realize your sinfulness.
你记得先知以赛亚吗？
Remember prophet Isaiah?
当他认识到神的时候，
When he know God,
他惧怕，
he become fearful.
他惶恐啊，
he was worried.
他马上说祸灾啊，
he says woe to me.
因为我是不干净的人啊，
so I am unclean.
又住在罪人的当中啊，
I live among the unclean people.
这个是叫做认识神的人一定会认识自己。
So that means if you know God, you know yourself.
你可能问说，哎呀，那么这种认识是究竟是怎么发生的？
So how did this knowledge come about?
只有当圣灵先在给人心中工作，
so the Holy Spirit works in you，
才可能发生。
Then it will happen，
并且这种认识一定会改变一个人。
So this kind of knowledge will change a person，
因为神在身上已经给了个新的心跟新的生命。
Because God gives a new heart and a new life，
难怪有这种认识的人。
That's why when people have such knowledge，
是等于永生。
That equals to eternal life，
才会给你带来永生。
You will bring eternal life。
卡森博士继续说。
So Dr. Carson continues，
他说认识神就是被改变。
To know God is to be transformed，
从而得到别无他法可以得到的生命。
And thus to be introduced to a life that could not otherwise be experienced。
这样认识神与认识耶稣基督。
Now is this knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ，
也不光是理智上的。
It's not merely intellectual，
或纯资讯的认识。
Or mere information，
虽然它没有办法避免包括资讯在里面。
Though it invariably includes information，
所以认识神与认识耶稣基督。
So it is clear that the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ
显然必定会带来交通、信靠、个人关系与信心。
Entails fellowship, trust, personal relationship, and faith.
你可以看到这个认识跟前上面的确是不同。
So you can see this is much different from the other three.
难怪会带来救永生。
That's why it will bring eternal life.
但是你可能会问一个 很基础的问题。
Or you may, you may ask a basic question.
为什么耶稣在他为他的荣耀祷告当中提到说我们要认识？
Why does he pray for his glorification says we need to know?
为什么提到我们要认识他？
Why does he mention that we need to know him?
中间究竟是什么关系？
What is the relationship in this?
一个圣经解释我们的答案。
There is an answer in the passage.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians 3:18。
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians 3:18。
我请大家跟我读这个圣经节，哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians 3:18。
OK， 找到我们一起来念。
Let's read。
来。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。这边首先说我们众人，不是指某一个伟人，
Any one great person，
也不是指哪一个属灵的英雄，
Not a hero who is a spiritual hero，
而是指你和我。
That's you and me, we all。
然后说坦着脸。
It's an unveiled face。
OK， 这个句话也许我们不是很了解啊，不过其他的中文翻译让我念给大家听。说脸上的帕子既然已经揭开，另外一个都又没有蒙着帕子的脸。第三。脸上既是揭去了帕子，换句话说，他可以直接看见神的荣光。
So he can see directly the glory of God。
他坦然无惧啊。
He there's no fear。
他与神面对面的。
So he can be facing God face to face。
啊，看见主的荣光，这个原来字是荣耀哈 ，glory。
So the original word is glory。
你记得当年摩西。
Remember Moses?
因为看见主的荣光。
Because he saw the glory of God.
他的脸发光。
So he also shined in his face.
他的脸反射出神的荣光。
So his face reflects the glory of God.
今天如果我们看见主的荣光。
So today if we saw the glory of God.
也会好像镜子反照一样。
We are also like a mirror.
会把神的荣光反射出来。
To reflect the glory of God.
结果就是后面说就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。换句
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay,
the result of that is we become transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
更像主了。
more like Lord.
更有主的荣耀。
We have a more glory of the Lord.
敞着脸是一个最基本的步骤。
So, unveiled face is most fundamental.
我们怎么可以敞着脸？
How can we be unveiled?
我们需要借着基督的话语跟基督的灵。
So we need the words of Jesus and the spirit of Jesus.
当我们越敞着脸，
the more we can unveil our face.
那我们就越改变的像耶稣基督。
So we can be transformed more like Jesus.
而我们越像耶稣基督，
the more we like Jesus.
越有他的形象的时候，
the more we have his image.
他在我们身上也越彰显他的荣耀。
So he will shine his glory in us.
一个故事。
There's a story.
这是一个印度人的名字哈。
It's the name of an Indian.
叫做 Sadhu Sanda Singh， 大概是这样。
Sadhu Sanda Singh.
我不敢肯定这个是标准的发音，等一下下来请 Chris 念一下。OK， 他是个印度一个非常出名的布道家。
He's a very famous evangelist in India.
他一天花很多时间读圣经。
He spends our time every day read the Bible.
顺着圣灵行事。
Work doing things according to
God. 一生爱主。
He loved God.
亲近主。
Near God.
认识主。
Know God.
有一天他在印度这个布道。
One day he was evangelizing India.
他来到一个小村庄。
Came to a village.
他去敲一个门。
To knock on the door.
门打开了，
they opened the door.
一个小女孩看见他，
those little girls saw him.
看见以后又跑回去，
and then ran back.
告诉妈妈说，
told her mother.
有人来，
somebody's here.
妈妈问，
his mother asked.
是谁？
Who is it?
小女孩回答，
the girl says.
我不晓得，
I don't know.
但这个人一个非常可爱的脸，
but he has a very lovely face.
我想一定是耶稣。
I think must be Jesus.
他有这么一个可爱的脸。
It's such a lovely face.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这是为什么耶稣要为我们祷告。
That's why Jesus prayed for us.
因为世界上的人能看到神荣耀最好的可能跟希望是在于你和我。
So for people, the only hope that they can have to see God is between you and me.
人很难理解神的荣耀。
We cannot understand God's glory.
所以耶稣他自己让人看到神的荣耀。
So through Jesus, he let us see the glory of God.
今天耶稣要我们做同样的事。
So Jesus wants us to do the same thing.
你说我们应该怎么样做？
What do I have to do?
还要让人能看到，在我们身上看到神的荣耀。
What do we have to do so other people will see the glory of God in us?
人看到我们说这个人脸太可爱了。
If they see, oh, this face is so lovely.
一定是耶稣。
Must be Jesus.
我有三个建议。
I have three suggestions.
第一个。
The first.
我们必须成为神话语的学生。
We must become students of God's word.
我们需要研读实行。
We need to study and practice.
所以我们能够提供人有关于耶稣基督最准确的消息。
So we can give people the most accurate things about Jesus.
我们所提供的消息是没有错误的。
The information we bring to people is erroneous.
第二点呢？
The second.
我们必须常常默想十字架。
We must often meditate on the cross.
因为十字架上让我们看到神的性情。
Because on the cross we saw the attributes of God.
以及他的计划。
And his plan.
并且在十字架上。
And also on the cross,
是最清楚的彰显了神的爱。
God's love was clearly demonstrated.
第三点呢？
The third,
我们必须常花时间跟那些认识神的人在一起。
We must spend time with those who know God.
少花时间在电视上呢？
Spend less time with TV.
少花时间上网呢？
Spend less time on the web.
电视剧不看了不会死啊。
You won't die if you don't watch TV movies.
电话里少打电话讲一些无聊的话。
So don't make less phone calls.
家里也不需要买一些真的没有什么用的东西啊。
You don't need to buy the things that's useless.
花时间跟这些认识神的人在一起啊。
Spend time with those who know God.
因为他们对神的认识也会传给你。
Because they would give to you the knowledge they have about God.
当我们这样做的时候，
when we do so,
我们可以让人来理解神的荣耀。
So we can help people to understand the glory of God.
十七章第一节。
Chapter 17, verse 1.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你的荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。他在为荣耀祷告。
He was praying for glory.
他首先为他在十字架上得荣耀祷告。
First he prayed for his glorification on the cross.
这个祷告被答应了。
That was fulfilled.
因为从来没有像十字架那样。
Nothing is like the cross.
更清楚地彰显神的性格跟荣耀。
Clearly demonstrate God's glory and God's attributes.
然后耶稣为他在天上得荣耀祷告。
And Jesus prayed for his glorification in heaven.
这个祷告也被答应了。
And this is also fulfilled.
因为神赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
So he was given the name that's above all names by God.
因为这个名呢。
Because of this name.
天上地下一切的都在他面前屈膝，称他为主。
In heaven, on earth, and below, they all will bow to him and submit to him.
最后,
and the last,
他为在教会上得荣耀祷告。
He prayed for the glorification in the church.
请问这个祷告被答应了吗?
Has this been fulfilled?
这个祷告要不要答应是在于你和我。
So will this be fulfilled depends on you and me.
看来你我有些工作要做。
Looks like we're going to have some work to do.
有些角色要演。
We need to play certain acts.
有些决定要决定。
We need to make some decisions.
不要再等了。
Don't wait.
不要再拖了。
Don't let us delay.
那我们今天就开始。
Let's start today.
让我们敞着脸。
Let's unveil our face.
看见主的荣光。
Look at the glory of God.
变成主的形状。
Become His image.
让我们荣上加荣吧。
Let us glory upon glory.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是有这么原有的荣耀。
You have such original glory.
你为了我们，却为我们死在十字架上。
But for us, you died for us on the cross.
求你的话给你的爱激励我们。
May your words encourage us.
让我们今后的步骤方向不一样。
So from today on, our direction will be different.
让别人在我们身上能够理解神的荣耀。
Let other people may understand God's glory in us.
我们祷告感谢奉主的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.